Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving them all
dress
like the $1 million bucks,
kind of things in its cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Today, folks, I just want to dive right in because I think I got it. Here it is. Did you know that there is a life for you that's greater than you could have ever dreamed of? Did you know that there's a life for you better than the one you've ever felt before? And did you know that there was a life for you much bigger than the one you wanted? And lastly, did you know that what I just said is true? Did you know that? Did you know that the things I just said are available to you? It's not just intended for those who receive awards. It's for everybody. Yeah, you too. It's for you who didn't get your high school diploma. It's for you who are incarcerated. It's for you who have two strikes. It's for you who've been sentenced to life. It's for you who've gotten out and have a felony record and can't seem to get it together. It's for you who have an illness. It's for you who the doctors have given up on. It's for you. This life I'm talking about is for you. Did you know that there's a life for you better than the one you dreamed about, better than the one you've imagined, a life better than the one you thought of, that there's a life for you better than the one you've ever felt before? There's a life for you better than the one you saw for yourself. There's a better life for you than the one you expected and even the one you wanted. Did you know that this is true for you? See, here's let me give you the secret to this thing now. You have to believe that it is for you. Now, you got to fight through the doubts. You got to fight through the will of Satan, because the devil is busy, man. The devil wants you to think that it's hopeless. The devil wants you to think that this is it. The devil wants you to think there ain't no more to it. The devil wants you to think that this applies to other people but you. Yeah, you've been dealt the worst hand of them all, which you ain't, but that's what the devil wants you to think. So you got to fight through now. You got to fight through to get to what I just said is available for you. But what else you got to do? You ain't doing nothing else. Might as well fight. Why just wake up and just let it be? Why would you wake up every day and just exist when there's a chance for you to actually live? See, the reason I don't mind smiling so much now is because I'm no longer existing. I'm living now. See, that's what you want to get to. You don't want to exist to wake up paycheck to paycheck, day to day, not knowing, not understanding, not having, can't get this, can't get that, can't go here, can't go there, gotta wait, till it seems like you never get nowhere. You can get out of that rut of life feeling like when you wake up in the morning that your life is ho-hum, that you're just in a rut. I drive the same way to work. I do the same thing on my job. When I get off, I drive all the way back home. I sit there, I read the newspaper, I water the lawn. I'm so sick of my life. This ain't what I wanted, man. And start over, do the same thing. Then the weekend gets in, you got to mow the lawn, and then you try to fix something in the garage, and you feel like your life is in a rut. I'm talking about if this feels like a rut to you. Now, if it's what you've always wanted, I'm cool with that. But I'm talking to people who want it more, who would love their life to be more, who would love their life to be different. I'm not criticizing you if I just described your life. I'm just only talking to the ones who would dare to believe that there's more to it than this. I'm only talking to the ones who would dare to accept the challenge, to fight through and see what God got for you instead of listening to Satan all the time. The devil is busy, man. Please understand, he's so busy. So busy trying to trick you, get you into the groove. You know, they doing all kind of stuff now, man. You know, atheists and already got prayer taken out of schools. Excuse me. Look at our schools. Not as a push by the atheists to get the words in God we trust taken off our money. Here's the deal. If you don't believe in God and you don't want to trust in God, just go on about your business. But what you can't do is spill off all into what I'm talking about. That's the problem I have with all of them. If you're going to do you, then do you. But don't spill off into what I got. Now, see, if you don't believe what I'm saying, then I ain't talking to you. Let's just be clear about the relationship with Steve Harvey and his crew. I'm only talking to the people that bleed, that are looking for something else, that want something more, that want something better. That's got to be out there searching and hoping and trying to do more. That's all I'm talking to. Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, then go ahead, try it your way. Go see, write me, email me, let me know how it's going for you. But I'm telling you of a way that's tried and true. If you go to God, if you go to your creator, your maker, if you go to him and you go to him for real and tell him, hey, you know what? I want you to go ahead and take over from here. I'm done. I done done all I know how to do. I done tried everything I know how to try. I'm sick of me right now. Hey, look here. You created me. What you want me to do? And here's the cool thing about it when I made that decision, y'all. See, I was so afraid for years that I was going to miss out on something if I did that. I couldn't do this no more. But the stuff I needed to stop doing, I really need to stop. The things I was afraid of not being able to do anymore were the very same things I really didn't need to be doing no more in the first place. On the real, man. On the real. All that temporary fun I was having, all them temporary outlets I was using, all them temporary things trying to fulfill myself I was doing. I was just doing a bunch of temporary mess, man. I said, hold up, man. I want something permanent, man. I want a permanent feeling in my heart that it's going to be all right. So he replaced all that fun with joy. But it was only because I went and I faced him. He didn't take me and stop me from being me. He just made a better version of me. See, God don't take, because all the stuff he sent you through, he needed you to go through all them. He needed you to have them experience of what it felt like to be locked up. He needed you to have experience to know what it was to lose everything. He needed you to have experience to make you tough. You're just going to be a tough one. I'm a tough soldier in his army. That's all. I just say one of the weak ones. I protect the weak ones. God didn't take a lot of stuff from me except the stuff I needed. But the stuff he made me to be, he allowed me to keep it, and he just made a better me. Do that, y'all, and you can have what you want.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I was thinking of doing something different this morning, but I said, okay, do it. And then I said, but why? And then I said, because it's a different day. I said, but didn't we do this yesterday? I said, but yeah, what, are you tired of waking up or something? And I went, well, no. And you said, well, do it then. And I said, well, okay. Good morning. How are you today? Fine, I hope. Hope all is well. You know, those were menial conversations. I'm talking about waking up this morning and telling God Almighty, thank you. Because, man, you didn't have to do it, but you did. I appreciate it. I appreciate this life I got. I appreciate this measure of health that I have. I appreciate this opportunity to start again and get it right. I appreciate this opportunity to continue.
And I look forward to whatever it is you have awakened me for. Because obviously you woke me up because you ain't through with me. So what you got? I'm here for it. Thank you, God. Good, bad, or indifferent. I want it all because I know it's all in the design to get me to the ultimate place where you want me to be. Heaven, I hope, is the goal. But for those of you that don't believe in heaven, well, I'm not talking to you. For those of you that's looking forward to heaven, I'm talking to you. Man, appreciate you, Lord, for both rides here and there. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show begins with Shirley Strawberry, Colin Farrell, the two newest inductees into the Black Women's Radio Hall of Fame for their continued service and efforts as black men in radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Mississippi Monica, or the mouth of the South, or Lord Have Mercy Jr., whose government name is Kill Spates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. You know, folks, we used to go Junior, what you need to know, and he used to have questions. Now he has a combination of questions and statements. So we don't know what it is today, but what is it, Junior?
You know what, Unc? You know, let me tell you something, man. I'm so happy right now because I'm so blessed, huh? And then y'all find out something that when you own a home, you get part be a part of a group. So I got to get ready for tonight. I'm going to my first neighborhood watch meeting tonight. I think y'all need to understand this about me. They should never ask me because they want somebody to know that they got the right one. I'm on the neighborhood watch team tonight. Flashlight charge, ready, pepper spray, walking shoes. I'm on my way. I'm neighborhood watching right now. I got my line. Excuse me, what are you doing? See, I'm on neighborhood watch. You, I don't know if you on your neighborhood watch, but I'm on mine. Hey, you don't live there. See, I got all my lines now. My neighborhood gonna be safe. We gonna get neighborhood of the year because I'm on the watch team.
Neighborhood watch. What is you pepper spraying people for?
Just in case they don't get it. They don't heed the command. Excuse me, what are you doing? You don't tell me.
Oh, just like that.
Just like that. Excuse me. Hey, that's not your house. Get back. Stand back. Okay.
Yeah. You're not gonna be on that committee too much, too long.
He's not gonna make it.
No.
But you like at least he's prepared.
Hey.
Yeah. At least he's prepared. Coming up in 32
what
minutes
are you doing?
After the
that
hour.
Was my uncle.
We'll hear from the nephew who is back to run that prank back right after this. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, I was thinking about starting a new business. I don't know. I thought about maybe a food truck. Then I thought, I don't cook. Well, whether you're starting a new business or growing one, if you want it to be successful, you need the most talented people on your team. And that's where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds qualified candidates for a wide range of roles, and you can invite your top choices to apply to your jobs. Let ZipRecruiter fill all your roles with the right candidates. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, welcome back. What you got for us today?
I got Kay Miller. Kay Miller.
What's?
Yeah.
Who is she?
No, it ain't a she. It's Kay Miller.
Kay? Mm-hmm. Okay, like Kay the Miller. Letter K.
Mm-hmm, Kay Miller. Okay. Mm-hmm, that's a guy, Kay Miller. Let's go.
Okay.
You'll see. You'll see. Kay right. Miller, let's go.
You get your butt over there. Hello? And sit down. When I get through talking to him, then I'm going to deal with you.
Hello?
Sit your butt down, Patrice. Right now. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Who is this?
I'm looking for Kay Miller. Who is Kay Miller?
This is Kay Miller.
Let me tell you something, man. This Perkins already know I've been finding out from people that you've been coming by my house when I'm gone. And you've been over here with my wife, Patrice. So let's get it all out here in the open. I'm looking for you. You hear me?
Hey, man, I don't even know who you are, man.
Sit your butt down, Patrice. Sit it down. Kay Miller, when I find out where you at, when I get my hands on your ass, it's going to be over with.
So hold up now. I am Kay Miller, but you ain't going to do to me.
Oh, it's you can kill her.
It seems like somebody, you know, is your girl and you know, you can't handle it. And I don't appreciate no lightweight cupcake ass. calling me, accusing me of doing something I ain't done yet. You but I will do it.
Now, you ain't, look, don't start this here today, dog. I ain't got enough in me right now to hold this pressure. Now, I'm looking for your ass, and when I find you, dog, this ain't going to be good between me and you.
Now, you don't got enough because you ain't your girl right. That's why you calling me, accusing me of your but, you know, I might as well go there and because it sounds like you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Hey, dog, don't sit here and say nothing stupid to me like this here, dog. Matter of fact, we can just meet right now and get all this over. Sit your butt down, Patrice. Don't move till I'm through with it. Now, Mr. K. Miller, let me tell you something, man. Why don't we just meet up and get this over with?
So we can do that. We can go ahead and meet up. And when you meet with me, make sure you put your lip down and work the jelly because I got something for you.
Make sure I do what?
Put your lip down and work your jelly, because I got something for you.
You ain't gonna talk to me crazy, dog.
Hey, man, look here. You know, you don't know who the f*** you dealing with. Now, this is K. Miller, and you got the right phone number. But look here, you can't call my number asking any kind of f***ing way. Now, I don't know who the f*** you are, but you don't need to be f***ing with me.
All I'm telling you is I'm looking for you. And they already gave me the description. You 6'2", you drive a black Chrysler, and I already know when I see you, it ain't going to be good between me and you, man.
I don't drive no Chrysler.
You don't drive no Chrysler 300?
Hell no, I don't drive no Chrysler.
Okay, what you drive?
I'm going to kick your.
You don't drive no Chrysler black 300?
No, my brother drives a Chrysler.
Where your brother at right now? That's what I need to know. Where
I'm worried about what my brother at. Where are you right now?
Oh, you
that's what I need to know. Where are you right now?
You ain't.
Huh? You calling my house? I'm just trying to mess with my brother and my brother finna get married. You calling him, accusing him of some I know ain't been doing nothing.
So your brother finna get married, but he's still going over to my house messing with my. Sit your down, Patrice.
Because you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. If he is laying the pipe, he landed right, and your woman's getting a delight.
Look, I ain't got time for your little nursery rhymes now. Look, ain't you K. Miller?
Yeah, I'm K. Miller, but my brother's a Miller.
Yeah, your brother named Miller.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Miller.
Both of y'all is K. Millers?
Yeah.
Okay, but your brother is the one that drives your black 300 Chrysler?
Right.
I'm going to whoop his ass as soon as I see him. What the
heck? You ain't going to do a saying to my brother, because like I told you earlier, you're a lightweight cupcake and if my brother is he doing what he's supposed to be doing, because you ain't obviously laying a pipe right, and I don't appreciate you calling my house, threatening me, and then trying to threaten my daughter.
I'ma whoop you and your brother if I got to. It don't even make no difference to me. It don't make no difference to me how I go down, whether I run into cable. Miller, damn it, Carla Miller. It don't make me no difference. I'm whooping a Miller's ass sooner or later.
You ain't doing a thing. I want you to come by this right now. You hiding behind the phone because you weak. You're weak, pocket, low down, sorry. Come on over to right now, and me and my brother gonna whoop your lightweight cupcake.
We'll meet you on the corner of Frankfurt and Kelly right now at the service station.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. I got something for you.
I'm through hearing all this you talking about. All I want to know is how long it's going to take for you to get to the service station. That's all I want to know from you.
What?
All I want to know is how long it's going to take for you to get to the service station on Frankfurt and Kelly. How long
is it? Call right now.
What, come on then. I'm on my way to.
I'm ready for you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to whoop your and then when I find out who your brother.
I got something for your. Come on, bring it on.
Okay, cool. Let me tell you one more thing before you.
You got to tell me that you ain't already told me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Man, go ahead. You're going to get your. Last time you doing some like this here. Something to do with going to a divorce around here. My blood pressure up. That's going to put me in some cholesterol medication. I ain't feeling good. I'm trying to send my brother on the phone, and you can't call him at this time of day. What kind of is this? And you're lucky it's changing the name for the phone.
Who?
You know, it's senior.
Oh, who? Oh, that's your daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, here's K. Miller, too.
Yeah, he came over the town. He would have got your, you know. You would have needed a bug
look, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's fresh up on stupid right there, ain't it? That's fresh up on stupid right there. I don't know if you can beat that. That's fresh up on it.
Yeah. All right. What? All right, we'll figure this out. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, actor Jonathan Majors made his first court appearance on Zoom and charged with a Class A misdemeanor. Iconic screenwriter Shonda Rhimes' Queen Charlotte is number one on Netflix, as it should be. And 79-year-old Robert De Niro has announced the birth of his seventh child. Still far more to go, though. Yeah, to beat Nick.
How old is De Niro?
Yeah, he's 79. that's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it's time to Ask the CLO. Davida in Charlotte says, I'm in a long-distance relationship, and we've been dating for a few months, so we're still getting to know each other. He came to visit me last weekend, and every time he used the toilet, he left the door open. I want him to be comfy around me and everything, but not this comfy, okay? How do I tell him without pushing him away?
Shut that damn door in there.
You doing?
Hey, are you kidding me? Shut the door. It's out here.
It's out here.
It's all the way out here. Keep it to yourself.
But she's trying not to offend him and push him away.
No. Ain't he pushing you away?
For real.
Listen to me, sir. I'm trying to save our relationship. You have got to shut that damn door. Now, what you do at the house by yourself, that's fine. But I'm in here.
We're not that close.
I have clothes in here.
Clothes?
You have got to shut that door.
All right. Moving on to Rosalie in Tampa. Rosalie writes, my husband doesn't like one of my best girlfriends, and he calls her Miss Piggy. Our 5-year-old son decided to call my friend Miss Piggy when he saw her at church, and she thinks my son got it from me. Should I throw my husband under the bus?
Well, I don't know on this one. Yeah.
It's a tough one for you.
Is it hard for
you? What's going on, CLO? What's up? Yeah.
I don't really know, because you throw your husband under the bus. I think the woman's going to end up not liking the whole family. That's why I'm this way. I think from the baby all the way up to you and your man, she's starting not to like the whole family. Now,
yeah, that's not nice.
Yeah, the 5-year-old and called her Miss Piggy. Might as well go ahead. You know, it's a family affair. It's a family affair.
All
just
right.
Like the song, son. One child grows
work
up
it
to
out.
Be. Yeah, you might have to tell everybody. Yeah, keep it together.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, go on, tell this to her.
Moving on to Clover in Indianapolis. Clover says, I'm dating a man that is slightly younger than I am, and he loves toys. I brought my toys out last night, and he was anxious to see what each one does, and even said one of them was just too big. Is it normal for a guy to be into adult toys?
I don't think so. But if one of them was too big, that pretty much lets you know where he at with it.
Right. With his opinion.
Woo!
That's what he said.
Woo!
He did all that Steve.
What is that for? You lying.
Come on, Clover.
God, dog. Wait a minute. Hold up. What is that?
So you're saying to Clover in Indianapolis,
most men,
CLO.
Myself included, I don't need no help.
Mm-mm. All right.
You know, okay. That's, you know, now you've been by yourself and because you've been, you know, doing things just you, yourself, and I. But when I'm here, I don't need that. But when, once I come in here, we got to put all this luggage up.
Shut all that down, huh?
Yeah, no, because we're not finna do it. This, I'm telling you this right now.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. Last one, Steve. This is from Ayana in Biloxi. She says, I let my mom move in with me temporarily after her divorce. She's on the rebound and dating heavily. She invites men over and sits in my living room entertaining them. This is not safe, and I'm worried about her. How do I reprimand my mama?
Don't have nobody else over here.
That's what she says to her mother?
In that tone, though?
Mama, dog.
I mean, we are not. Okay. No, this is our mama. Mm-hmm. Mama, it's too many men coming over here. Now, pick the one you like the most, and he's welcome. But all this trying to figure it out, we're going to stop this over here. It's too many men finding out where I stay. And I don't want you to get into no situation. You ain't dated in a while, and this ain't how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got all these old-ass people sitting up in here.
Is she meeting them online?
Snacks we don't have in this house. And if one more person asks me, do we have any salt and vinegar potato chips? We don't have none.
This is going to be a problem.
All we got is regular and barbecue.
Somebody buy it all.
Yeah.
No salt and vinegar.
No, we're not doing that. No, and I don't know why they had my bouillon cubes in there boiling them.
They're all in the kitchen cooking.
Just boiling
in the living room.
Beef bouillon cube because he liked to sip on that with his chips.
His blood pressure is off the chain.
Yeah.
So one more time, she should tell her mom what?
Yeah, these men in here leaving all this stuff around here. Pick up all this prune juice when these people leave.
How old are they?
Take all this with you, mama. They can't come and stay in here.
Okay, especially if y'all in the kitchen.
All these little to-go packs of Polident and all this here. I don't want to be picking up all this stuff, mama.
These
old-ass products.
Okay. All right. So I hope you got that, Ayana. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, actor Jonathan Majors appeared in a Manhattan court yesterday morning via Zoom to answer to his assault allegations. In the brief conference, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office presented Majors with a charge of third-degree assault, which is a Class A misdemeanor that holds a maximum penalty of 1 year in prison or 3 years probation. Majors did not enter a plea for the charge, and he was reportedly silent for the majority of the proceedings. He was ordered to personally appear for his June 13th court date. If he fails to show up, a warrant could be issued for his arrest. Major's lawyer issued a statement calling the case a, quote, witch hunt, and it is saturated with explicit and implicit bias. She alleges that the treatment of Majors highlights the racial bias that permeates our criminal justice system.
Oh, we're going to go with that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Going with.
Yep.
So I think we're going to need to say innocent or something. Because we ain't entering no plea. We talking about y'all attacking us because we black. I got racist. That. But I'm going to need you to say innocent.
Okay.
Going to really need that one.
June 13th is the
I don't know
date.
What's going on with that case because
he just got
things
to
have
top.
Been retracted. I don't know what's going on with that case.
Yeah, especially the night of the so-called incident. Then the lady went to the club afterwards, and they got to show her in the club video footage. So, it's questionable. Yeah. But the other alleged victims,
this has nothing to do with this case. But I just want to say something about me. Every time I've been jumped on, I went straight to the house.
Okay.
You didn't kick it after that? You didn't kick
it? I'm just talking about me. I just ain't got nothing to do with the case. Every time I've been jumped on in my life, Lil Stevie, I took my ass straight to the house because I had to cut some TV on. I had to give me some peanut butter and ice cream. I had to sit down and get me a TV show on that could help me.
Stop. Yeah, so we have to wait for the court date.
I'm just talking about Lil Stevie now.
I
ain't got nothing to do with this here case right here.
Yeah, we're watching it. All right, screenwriter extraordinaire has done it again.
Straight to the house.
And we're moving on. Screenwriter extraordinaire.
Got up in that bag.
Shonda Rhimes has done it again. Her latest win is Queen Charlotte, a Bridgerton story. It is number one on Netflix. It opened with over 22 million views in its first week and over 148 million viewing hours. Queen Charlotte is a 6-episode
prequel. Good.
To Bridgerton, it's very good. And it explores the romantic fantasy of Queen Charlotte.
Surely.
Yes.
He ain't seen it.
Yes, I have. All
it's very
episodes.
Good, Steve. You should watch it, actually.
I've been trying to find it. I can't find it.
On Netflix. It's the number one show.
I can't find it. I put search in Queen, and it's been going to Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Charlotte.
Queen I tried everything.
Mary J. Blige.
Crown Victoria.
Queen of Hip Hop Soul.
I done seen cars. I done seen everything except that. They even showed the coronation of old ugly ass King Richard. Or whatever his name is. Charles.
King Charles III. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good God, and his wife.
Okay, let's move on.
Shonda Rhimes has done it again, buddy.
Yes, she has.
She's brilliant.
All right, it's just got sweeping views of history. It's an intimate exploration of grief, regret, painful decisions. Shonda keeps on writing hits. She just keeps on writing hits, so we want to congratulate her on another big one. Congratulations to Shonda Rhimes. Her first big hit show, of course, was a long-running medical drama, Grey's Anatomy. That appeared back in 2005, followed by her hit TV show, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, and Bridgerton. Okay, so Shonda Rhimes. Yes,
we are fans. Yes, go Shondaland.
I gotta find it because I watch all of Bridgerton.
Yeah,
I didn't think I was gonna like it because you know my rule is ain't nobody get killed in 10 minutes. We got to watch something else.
They didn't kill nobody in that whole episode.
Yeah.
The same way.
I watched Listen. 2 years and nobody got killed.
Finally, 79-year-old actor Robert De Niro announced that he just welcomed his 7th child. In an interview with ET Canada, De Niro made the revelation while discussing parenthood and his new role in the comedy About My Father. When the interviewer mentioned his 6 children, De Niro spoke up and said, it's 7 actually. I just had a baby. Wow. He didn't elaborate any further, so we don't know who the baby's mama is or anything like that. Robert De Niro's oldest daughter is 51 years old. He has a son that's 46. He has 20 sons that are 27, a 25-year-old son, and an 11-year-old daughter. So we just have to say congratulations, yes, to baby number 7. Yes?
Somebody say they interviewed the baby, and the baby said his dream and goal is for his father to take him to kindergarten.
He might make that. He'll make that.
The baby said it's the dream and goal.
I bet you that baby black. I bet you that.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh,
De Niro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
De Niro? Oh yeah. That baby
Bob
black.
Likes he likes sisters.
Oh yeah, no.
79 years old. Mm-hmm. Well, if he keeps going, I mean, 5 more and he'll be caught up with Nick Cannon. That's the other thing.
Well, don't let that.
Is that the goal, Shirley? Is that the goal?
That ain't the goal.
That's gonna be hard to catch Nick.
Why you say that, Steve?
Nick's still out there.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Donald Trump is found liable for sexual abuse and defamation and ordered to pay $5 million. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yesterday, a New York City jury ruled that Donald Trump is liable of sexually abusing and defaming, but not raping, writer E. Jean Carroll. Carroll, a former columnist for Elle magazine, will be awarded $5 million in damages. In November of 2019, Carroll filed a civil suit against Trump, citing battery and defamation, accusing him of raping her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the mid-1990s and defaming her in a social post last year. After Tuesday's jury verdict, Trump repeated his false claim that he's never met E. Jean Carroll. However, a photo of him meeting Miss Carroll was shown during the trial. He also said she wasn't his type. Despite being found liable of sexual abuse, CNN still plans to host a Trump town hall this evening at 5 p.m.
But you know what, though? The arrogance of him to say she's not my type, which is really crazy because what you really need to claim innocence, talking about she's not your type. Now, if she was your type, then what?
Exactly.
Are you saying if she was your type, it stood a chance of happening? That was a possibility it could have popped off? Mm-hmm. Or, I wouldn't have did that. She ain't my type. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. But the sad part about this is the Republican Party is going to ignore all of this.
Yeah. I haven't heard them say anything.
No, man.
Concerning this case. Yeah.
No. Church mouse quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if Barack Obama.
Oh, Lord.
Man, are you kidding me?
Barack.
Absolutely. Yeah, the fact that he's saying she's not my type. Yeah. But you saying that I wouldn't do anything like that.
Right. What does that? But see, that's what I'm telling you. People have to pay attention to what he's not saying.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
The alarming thing is, if this was a Democrat,
Come on,
the Republicans would be dragging him over the coals, but so would the Democrats.
Very true.
See, because they're going to roll theirs under the bus.
After all of this, female voters, are they going to still vote for this man?
I want Trump to touch me t-shirts.
Oh my gosh.
That's how less they think of themselves. That's what this country has come to. It don't really make no sense.
Y'all better get out and vote.
Yeah. He will arrogantly run again.
But don't we have some more cases against him?
Yeah.
More pending.
The case in New York, Georgia's thinking about filing against
him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for the election. So it's more coming. Mm-hmm. But they're going to still ride with him, Tommy.
Yep. All right. That's it for that. Coming up next, Sister Odell is here right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Sister Odell is here.
I got to come out the gate because I'm just grateful. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
How's all the cheer is doing? Everybody's good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, let's just jump into it because I don't get to come on but once to the week.
We're so glad you come on when you do, Sister Odell.
Well,
you
know, I'm willing and able, you know.
Well, thank the Lord for that. You know, your good girlfriend, Queen Elizabeth, she's long gone, but are you friends with the new queen, Camilla? Did you make it to the coronation?
You know, I don't fool with our home wreckers, you know. I just do not fool with home wreckers, you know. Cause me and little Diana, you know, we never was good. Cause me and the queen used to have tea when I come over there to London, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Sit around and have tea and everything. And she was upset about that little woman, you know, cause she knew that Charles was kicking it with her, you know.
The entire time they were married.
Girl, it ain't make no sense. Have you seen them? I'm talking about she just, I see her face everywhere I go. Look like it's been on the street. And even at the picture show, have you seen her?
Not shot lights. Tell me,
have you seen her? That's what I want to sing every time I see her. Lord, boy, they put a crown on her. She ain't look nothing like Queen. I don't fool with it, Shirley. I don't really have much to do with peoples like that, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Well, here's something else. I don't know if you heard about this. We talked about it earlier. Actor Robert De Niro is 79, and he just had his 7th baby. You know.
Mm-hmm. Why you laugh like that? Yeah. You know,
it's so funny to me. You know, white men can do that.
Can't what any do man mean? Do it?
White men does that all the time. You know, the movie stars. You know, him, Michael Douglas.
They
be having children like they're going to be here always.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sister Odell, how old were you when you had your last baby?
Mm-mm. 40.
Oh, you're 40.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good age.
Yeah. Well, back then, was that a little late or? I know it's popular now.
Because, you know, we didn't do things back then that y'all does now. You know, we kept our children. Back then, we just kept them. You know, whenever the Lord surprised them, and we were surprised too. You know,
I didn't hear that at all.
Because I got one of my babies is 78.
Okay.
Almost the same age as Robert De Niro.
All my kids, he ain't making babies. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Your son.
Octavia went out and set his ass down somewhere. He retired from the post office.
Oh, did he?
But he was hell on his route though.
Oh. What did he do? Why you
know, he
that?
Was a superstar. You know, he was a mailman, worked at the post office.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And, you know, he had them women on that post office because, you know, especially first of the month.
The checks came.
Uh-huh. Oh, girl, he was popular.
Was cute?
Deals, you know, I bring it. No, he ain't cute. Octavia look just like his daddy.
Who was his daddy?
Octopus.
Hey, idiot.
That's his real
name. You know ugly.
You know what I'm saying, Tommy? Sound familiar? You know, Tommy, I've been listening to the radio and you've been trying to argue that you cute. Sweetie, look up. Look.
Yeah.
Look right there. Do you see what we see, sweetie? You're rugged looking. Wait, he got to stop thinking he cute, though, sweetie. He not cute.
All right.
He's not cute at all. No, you know his face. See how big his face look on the Zoom?
That's because I'm close up on the cameras and so down. That's
and why would you all do right. that to us?
Coming up next, Nephew Tommy and the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's the strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, it is not a big deal at all. It's not a big deal at all. Okay. We'll get into that in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, this is a big deal right here, Shirley. I need you to wash me.
Oh,
I need you to wash me. Wash me. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot. Whatever the weather, we in this together. Whether we like it or not. What?
Wash me.
I did my exercise. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot. Whatever the weather, we in this together. Whether we like it or not.
What is all that wind?
Did you tie yourself out?
The curtains in his hotel room.
I need you to wash me. Let's go get them.
Got work.
It's a great day at Nursery. This is Felicia.
I'm trying to get somebody to come down here to 501.
I'm sorry?
501. I need somebody to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this the nurse? I need the nurse to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, this is the nursery, not the nurse. I think you might have dialed the wrong number.
No, I need to talk to where's Nurse Cynthia at? That's who's normally clean me up. I need to come down here and clean me up.
Sir, I really do think you have the wrong number. Where are you calling from?
Who is this here?
This is Felicia. I'm the director here at the nursery.
That's what I say. I need the nurse to come down here and clean me up.
Oh.
Now, this bedpan and all this stuff to clean me up, because I've been sitting here a long time. Now ain't nobody come.
Sir, I think you dialed the wrong number. If you tell me where you are, I can try to help you, but you...
I ain't dialed the wrong number. I need somebody to come down here and clean me up. This ain't right. Y'all supposed to get here every hour. Somebody supposed to come check on me. Ain't nobody come check on me yet.
Okay, well, I apologize, but you have the wrong number. Try hanging up and then dialing...
Is this the nurse station?
Sir, this is a nursery. We take care of children here. This is not the nurse station.
I'm not no child. I said, is this the nurse station?
Sir, I'm sorry, you're not listening to me. This is not the nurse station. This is a nursery. We have children here. We take care of children. So I think you dialed the wrong number.
No, they said that they're supposed to come clean up every hour. They're supposed to come check on me. I've been here might near 3 hours. Ain't nobody come to check on me yet. And now that I need somebody to come clean me up. And the bedpan is full. And they just don't come check on us like they're supposed to check on us.
I'm really sorry that they have not come to check on you in your bedpan.
Why would they let us sit here like they do?
Okay, sir, just listen to what I'm saying. This is a nursery. We take care of small children. This is not the nurse's station, so I'm sorry.
No, my grandkid, I got small children as my grandkids. I got about 42 grandkids.
42, huh?
They come see me on Sunday, but soon as they leave, the people at the nurse station, that they treat me bad and leave me here like this here 2-3 hours. Don't nobody come check on me. Can you come down here and check this bed, pain?
Sir, I can't do that. I need to get back to the kids here that we take care of at the
My nurse. Kids, no, my kids don't come till They come on Sunday. They come every Sunday after church, and they come see me.
Do they? Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad your kids come see you, and I'm going to get off the phone now. When I hang up, you just dial the number right
there. When you get off, you're going to come down here and come see and clean me up?
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to let you call back. And
why you all come clean me up? Why you all do that? Why you do it?
Sir, I'm not a nurse. I'm a teacher, not
when,
a nurse.
When I would come and do, people supposed to do their job. You do what the job is, whatever your job is, that's what you do. I worked 42 years straight, and I did my job.
Okay. I'm a teacher. That's
why you won't come on down here and do what you're supposed to do?
Because I don't clean bedpans.
You know why, girl, y'all young folk don't do your job. The damage you're going to make me mad if you don't get your down here. You get your down here.
I'm going to ask that you not talk to me like that.
If you get your down here and come clean this bedpan and clean me up. I ain't supposed to be sitting here like this all this time. What's your name again?
It's Felicia, and I have tried to be really nice to you.
Down here right now.
Please do not speak to me like that. I'm trying to let you know that you
got to. You any way I want to.
You gonna calm down and quit talking to me like that? I'm trying to help you. Now that's just rude, speaking to me like that. Now this is a nursery.
And you supposed to do what a nurse supposed to do? You get your down here right now.
You know, I'm as nice to you as I possibly can, but David, you're not going to talk to me like that. That's just rude and disrespectful. Don't speak to me like that.
You talk about kicking some,
I will kick your in the wheelchair. This seems to be the only language you understand is me talking to you crazy since you talking to me crazy.
Well, when is you going to get your down here?
My is not coming down there. You stay in that stank. How about that?
What did you say?
You heard me. I said, you stay in that stank. I'm not cleaning no ass. I've been trying to tell you for the past 5 minutes, but you won't shut up long enough to listen.
Well, how long is it before you gonna get here then?
I am not coming down there to clean your
why not?
I've been trying to tell you that is not my job. You dial the wrong number.
Who you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who are you talking to like that?
You gonna make me whoop your.
Well, bring it on in. If you think you can get in your wheelchair and make it down here to the nursery to whoop my ass, then come the hell on.
Listen, will you take a message from me and give it to somebody?
What's your message?
Write this down. N-E.
N-E.
P.
N. Uh-huh. What else?
H.
Uh-huh.
E.
Uh-huh.
W.
What?
Okay, you got that part?
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, T-O-M-M-Y.
What is that?
What do it spell?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, spell it out.
I'm not spelling that. You tell me what it is.
What does it say?
I don't know. Nephew Tommy.
Nephew Tommy, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your sister, Renita.
Oh, my God.
Well, you were sitting up there like, what in the world?
Yeah. You got me. You got me.
Oh, baby. I got you. I got one question for you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got me good.
Did I do that there?
Did I do that there?
That's all I'm at. Did I do that there?
Yep, King of Pranks. Come on now.
Thank you. All right. It's going down Saturday, May 27th at the Fox Theater, Detroit, Michigan. We got Donnell Rollins, Capone, Red Grant. We got Tony Robbins, Kelly Kells, Juvenile in the building. My boy D-Ray Davis. Hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. It is Jokes and Jams Memorial Day weekend at the Fox Theater in Detroit, Michigan. Is going down. You got a load of funny and a load of entertainment. Tickets are on sale right now. All Ticketmaster outlets as well as the Fox Theater box office. Get your tickets now because it's going to be straight ignorant Memorial Day weekend. Hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy.
All right, nephew, up next, my strawberry letter. The subject is not a big deal at all. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. Okay? And we could be reading your letter live on the air.
Say it again.
Submit your Strawberry Letter by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. Okay.
There you go.
That's what I meant. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. This one could be yours.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, it's not a big deal at all. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 8 years and I've been faking it for 10 years. We met when I was 22 years old and I had nothing to compare the intimacy to, so it was fine. He was my first and only man for 10 long years. Then a month ago, my good friend had a bachelorette party and she had male strippers there. The strippers were scrawny and couldn't dance, so we laughed at them. Then a big black stripper showed up and said he got lost. He went to the back and got oiled up, and lordy, lordy, when he came back in his thong, he shut the whole party down. I couldn't stop staring. He noticed me, and he gave me a lot of attention. He whispered to me to relax because my whole body was tensed up. The other six ladies darn near ripped his underwear off, and he got offended and said he was leaving. When he went to the back to put his clothes on, I had to use the bathroom. He saw me going into the bathroom, and he asked if he could wash his face before I used it. I allowed him to use the bathroom first since he was so mad that the ladies attacked him. He teased me about being very uptight and asked if he could help me unwind. I didn't know it would involve his tongue and other things. I didn't stop him or use common sense. I had the best sexual experience of my life on the bathroom floor. He asked if we could keep in touch, and I told him I was married. He said he could see I was married, but I could pay him to help me unwind whenever I needed. Here I am with my little average-sized husband, and I have the big stripper man's number in my phone. How bad would it be if I cheated just one more time? Okay, so you're asking permission or opinions from Steve and I on what we think about you cheating on your husband again. You want us to tell you how bad it would be if you did it just one more time? I said that aloud two different ways, so maybe if you heard it back, you would understand how crazy all this sounds. And Mary Lady, you know we're not going to tell you, yes, girl, go for it. One of the problems with going back for that one more time, and anyone who has done this, gone back for that one more time, knows that at that moment, you get hooked, okay? And you keep going back, and you keep going back, and every time is your last time. That's what you always tell yourself. Okay, one more time. This is it. This is the last time. But it doesn't stop. It won't just be, you know, one time, your last time. It won't just be that. I'm telling you right now, if you're going to keep going and keep going and keep going, okay? all I can tell you is that you are married. Please remember that. Even though women are much better at cheating than men, as a woman, I still say don't gamble with your marriage because you can lose. You can lose everything. Instead of faking it with your husband, why don't you talk to him about what you like and kind of teach him how to please you? You guys were really young when you got married. Instead of taking the easy way out with cheating and paying for a stripper to come by and please you. Think about that. Steve?
I normally don't do this, Shirley, but I'm going to have to start my letter with a statement you just made.
Mm-hmm.
Sit your husband down and tell him what you like.
Yeah.
Now, how this conversation going to get started? Well, what I like, well, if you was bigger and dark-skinned, and I like other things, tongue and some other things, and that's what I like. I don't think she can sit her husband down and tell him what she like. Because mm-hmm. she didn't know she liked it till she left the stripper, the bachelor party. That's not a good suggestion. So now let's start the letter over. You've been married for 8 years. Y'all met when you was 22. You 30 at least right now. He was your first and only man for 10 years. Then a month ago, something happened. You went to a bachelorette party. Some strippers was there. Y'all was laughing at him. Scrawny, couldn't dance. Then El Domingo Django showed up.
That's his name.
Django showed up in chains. Django showed up lost because he ain't got no GPS because Django came to the stripper party on a buckboard pulled by a mule.
Wow.
That's how Django got lost.
The D is silent.
See, you don't know that Django ain't got no car or nothing. Django field hand. Django came up in there with a burlap shorts on. Django came up on there. That wasn't all. That was just sweat from out in the fields. Django was next. When I come back, I will tell you what happened when Django came out the bathroom.
All right, hang on for part two of Steve's response, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is not a big deal at all. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, it's not a big deal at all.
This girl was 22 when she met her husband. Been married for 10 years. He's the only man she's ever been with. Then about a month ago, one of her girls had a bachelor party. So that means she's 30 or 32. They've been together, married 10 years. Probably met him when she was 22. Probably dated for a couple of years. Probably she about 32, 34. Went to the bachelor party. Some strippers was there. Scrawny. Couldn't dance. The women was laughing at her. But one of them came in late. He came in late because he was the big, beautiful, black dancer. They noticed he looked a little unruly because he had on some burlap shorts. The reason he got lost is because he don't have GPS. His name was Django. Django came in on a buckboard pulled by a mule. Y'all say he went in the back and got oiled up. That wasn't oil. That was sweat from the fields. He's a field hand. Django came out with his thong on, and Lord, 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 you found out what Django meant. Django is an old African word. Django is an old African word. It means dad go.
What?
It's an old, Django is an old African word. It means dad go. And so they call him Django. Dad go. Django came out there and the women lost their mind. Django shut the party down. Django was moving and them women damn near tore his underwear off. He got upset because he didn't sign up for that. So now Django is upset and he finally get through. You had to go to the bathroom and he had to go to the bathroom. And he saw you go down the hallway and you was going in there and he said, you mind if I wash my face? Face sweat, he wanted to get it off. Because that wasn't oil he was using. It was actually Cornhuskers lotion. He made it himself.
You know what?
Yeah, the story.
In the world.
I'm building a story here.
Okay.
Django Fieldhand, he made his own Cornhuskers lotion. He don't like driving in it, so he wanted to wash it off his face.
Okay.
So then he let you in the bathroom, and he noticed you was uptight. He told you to relax. You was tense. He told you that when he was trying to give you that lap dance you didn't want. But he rubbed Django up against you. And now all of a sudden, you in that bathroom with Django. He said, look, you need to relax. You want me to help you to relax? And you said, uh-huh. Now, first you said, I'm not uptight. He said, but I could feel the tension in your shoulders. And he put them big hands on your shoulders, the one that had been picking.
Really?
I didn't say nothing. I just said the hands that had been picking. Those was his picking hands. They was rough, but they was soft because they knew how to handle it.
Gosh,
and next
right.
thing you know, you was caught up in it. He was rubbing your shoulders. And all of a sudden, Django started pressing down on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you was in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Django backed up, scooted up against the door. Now, your head is in a bent position. It's up against the bathtub. Django stretched out, and you said in your letter right here, I'm not making this up. You said in your letter right here. I didn't know it would involve his tongue and other things.
Mm-hmm. She said that.
Well, little girl, I don't want to tell you something. It was no other things in there. It was just Django.
Mm-hmm.
Tongue.
Okay.
And that was all it was. But he was such an expert at it, you thought it was some more things in there. It was just that one thing, little girl.
Mm.
You just had never seen it like that before. And Django was in there about it.
Yeah.
And then it was the best sexual experience of my life on the bathroom floor. He asked if we could keep in touch. I told him I was married. He said he could see you was married. But you could pay him to help you unwind whenever I needed it. Here I am with my little average-sized husband, and I had the big stripper man's number in my phone. How bad would it be if I cheated one more time? Girl, Django is like a bag of Lay's potato chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, girl, you ain't going to be able to eat just one. That damn Django came up in there with all that field hand experience. With that homemade Cornhuskers lotion.
Who does that?
Girl. Django don't need gas money.
Why?
Django need oat money. He got to feed the mule.
Oh, goodness.
That brings him from gig to gig.
Look.
Django is a gigolo and a male escort. You are about to be involved in an old profession called prostitution.
Hmm.
Don't do it, little girl. You ain't strong enough.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Oh, Shirley, we getting down to it. Okay. Games last night, man. Here we go. Philadelphia up 3-2 as they beat the Celtics 115-103. Oh, man. You know,
Come on, this is something, man. Come on,
man.
Philly, y'all right there. 105.3 sound like Philly to me. WDAS, baby. Come on, Philly.
Yeah.
Come on, Joel Embiid. Come on, Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Come on, James Harden. Come on now.
You need him.
Come on. Nah, I can't stay in Boston. Come on, Philly.
Why you can't stay like in Boston?
I like Tatum, man. I like that boy Tatum. I like their team. Ricky. I don't like the city, Boston, man. Ever since they turned that school bus over in 74, I ain't never liked them.
Okay.
Can Philly beat Miami? I'm sorry.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's power, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler, you sure about that? Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, they're going to get tired of Jimmy in a minute, though.
Here we go, man.
Jimmy going to be sheer greatness because he's just a hella ball player.
Yeah. Here we go. We got the Nuggets, man, over the Suns. Denver lead 3-2.
Chris Paul out again.
Chris Paul, they going to need you.
He stay hurt with postseason.
Yeah, but they can win it without Chris. They got enough. They got Durant, Booker, man. They got that Aiden boy. They got enough.
Okay, well, we're going to see, man. Denver up 3-2, so we'll find out. But let's get on to tonight. This is the game of 3-1s. 3-1. We got the Heat and the Knicks. Okay, this is it for the Knicks tonight, huh? That's it?
Yeah.
Miami going to be in the East Conference Finals tonight at the end.
Because Miami just out growling. They just out growling.
They out working them right now.
I like okay. that sound.
The Lakers Warriors. The Lake Show is up 3-1. They could send them home tonight.
No. Where they play? Warriors going to win this in Golden State.
In Golden State?
But I'm going to tell you something, man. If the Lakers beat Golden State, the NBA can get ready.
Oh, well, it's already 3-1 now. Nobody's come back from that.
It's 3-1. The Lakers, man.
And LeBron ain't never lost when he's up 3-1. 17-0.
AD is balling, man. I can't believe that part.
Yeah. Well, he ain't street clothes. His name is Anthony Davis. You're absolutely right.
Yes,
he's street,
street
clothes. Give him his name. We're going
to
find out what happens.
Respect on it.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, polyamory may work for adults, but is it fair to the children? We'll talk about it right after this.
Mm-hmm. Baby don't need to be seeing this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
In In a recent interview with the LA Times, Nick Cannon opened up about his yearly earnings in response to being labeled a, quote, deadbeat dad. Nick is 42, and he currently has 12 children with 6 women. Nick explained that his lifestyle requires him to generate at least $100 million a year, and he qualified that his child support payments exceed $3 million per year, to which he commented, that's not a lot of money. The LA Times reported that Nick's jobs include The Masked Singer, Wildin' Out, and of course he's going to take over hosting Beat Shazam for Jamie Foxx, that game show, and he's starring in an upcoming movie with Alec Baldwin. So the question is Nick glamorizing polyamory, and is it fair to the children? What do you think, Steve?
What is polyamory?
You know, it's when you have multiple lovers, more than one.
At one time. Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, your children watch what you do more so than what you say. Mm-hmm. So they're watching. My children are watching. Mm. They're listening, but they're watching. Mm-hmm. And if you have girls, you have to be careful the message that you send to them. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful the message that you send to your sons. Mm-hmm. And so it just doesn't make any sense, because as they grow up, they're all going to find out that they're all from different mothers. And Papa was a rolling stone.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just it. And you're going to do the math and add it up yourself, and you're going to have to deal with it. These are questions that you're going to have to answer. It's not easy. Now, you talk about a blended family. Lord have mercy. You know,
woven.
It's hard. A blended family is hard with four parents. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two from each side or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just you and the woman that's got to go at work. It's hard. But, buddy, you put 16 people in the mix, 12 people in the mix, 22 people in the mix. Some hard blending.
I think he thinks it's okay because he can afford them, you know?
But it's not about... You can't give attention to that many people. That's a lot, man.
Neglecting the children.
It's a difference between being a father and a dad. Mm-hmm. There's two different titles. Mm-hmm. Any man can be a father. Mm-hmm. It takes a special man to be a dad, to go to the games, to give them attention, to love them. What you see Tommy doing, you got to be special. Mm-hmm. Take the boy to the game, still work, still make his daughter's graduation, still go to work, still do his anniversary for his wife, still go to work, still go down when his daughter crossed, still go to work, still show up at the boys' events at school, still go to work, still support the boy that's in college. Still, that's work. That's dad. That's what daddy
effort.
Is.
That's
dad.
Yeah.
That right there, that's different. Nobody give a damn about your money. Mm-hmm. $100 million, boy.
Yeah. And kids want you there.
They wilding out like that, Carla. He wilding out like that.
Wilding. But these women, they know that they're getting into this relationship. They know his lifestyle. It's not a secret. You know, they signing up for it. So they. Yeah.
I think we live in a time now where everything is acceptable.
Oh,
I think
for sure.
The way they have these relationships, I think it's more people getting involved with the being a parent without concerning themselves, without being husband and wife.
Yeah, without the benefit. Yeah,
I think it's more acceptable now to have children in alternate ways. Mm-hmm. Now, I think people are just doing what they want to do for the convenience of themselves. Mm-hmm. I think it's people doing stuff in front of their children that people used to be concerned about doing in front of their children. No, it's now we all sitting around smoking weed. But I couldn't make no decisions at my house.
No.
And now kids making decisions.
Oof. You ain't running nothing.
Yeah. Not at all. Get somewhere and sit down.
You couldn't even turn the TV. I couldn't even turn the TV.
Everyone has seen you.
Right.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, it is Wellness Wednesday, and Tommy, you've been using Elevate. Yep, you've been using it. You've been using it every day, right? Daily. for your runs, for your workouts, stuff like that. So tell us what you think about it.
Every morning. Best flavor in the world. Best flavor in the world. Actually, I ain't gonna lie to you. One morning I made it twice. It was so good. I said, I'm gonna change in a little bit more of this here. And I made a whole nother dose of it. I was like, okay, I ain't supposed to drink this much of it, but I'm gonna drink some more anyway. Anyway, it gives me a lot of energy. It gives me a lot of energy. I can put 3 miles in. I'm not as winded. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a whole lot better putting in 3 miles on a daily basis. But yeah, Elevator's the beast. I ain't gonna lie to you.
If you're Elevate looking for some extra you. Energy, what's your flavor?
Elevate you. You're looking for some extra energy. Oh, I'm the cherry one. That's me. Mm-hmm. All day.
Tart cherry.
Everybody's favorite.
Tart cherry.
Tart cherry.
And it ain't tart to me. It's kind of sweet. I like it.
I'm still the chocolate dude.
Chocolate.
But it's elevateyou.com, you all, and you can get started on the health journey to really get yourself improved for the upcoming summer. By the time summer get here, you'll be a lot more energetic. Your digestion will be a lot bit better, and you have a lot more mental clarity with elevateyou.com. Just go online, y'all, and order yours today. Get a subscription. They'll send it to your house. And stay tuned. Coming in June at Walmart. 6 brand new products will be coming out only at Walmart. I will let you know when it happens.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, I was thinking about starting a new business. I don't know. I thought about maybe a food truck. Then I thought, I don't cook. Well, whether you're starting a new business or growing one, if you want it to be successful, you need the most talented people on your team. And that's where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds qualified candidates for a wide range of roles, and you can invite your top choices to apply to your jobs. Let ZipRecruiter fill all your roles with the right candidates. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather sweat profusely when aroused, or would you rather become speechless? So are we sweating, or are we unable to speak?
I normally do both of them, though. I normally be sweating and can't say nothing. I normally be right. I can't open my mouth. Ooh, you're going to have to say something to me. I can't talk.
Steve?
Yeah, I ain't going to be able to sweat profusely, because then I'll be like a dog when they come in out the rain shaking, because I'm already shaking. And if I got that water splashing off me, it ain't going to be good.
Junior?
No, I already said B. I'm going to be speechless. Can't be doing no sweating.
Okay. Yeah, but I kind of need that. I need some.
All right.
Yeah, you can say that. That's
All right, would you rather call your wife a liar or tell your wife she's nutty AF?
Would you rather
stop the judgment?
I'm not finna say now one of them to my wife.
Y'all crazy?
Is y'all crazy? No, Junior, don't say nothing. Can't say stop. I got this for you. No. Don't say nothing.
Well, I'm saying that today, wife. I would rather say you nutty AF. Uh-huh.
But
I've definitely thought it.
Thank you.
Go on, say it this morning. Go on and answer.
Nah, But see, I can't say you a liar. That will open up the Pandora's closet. Cause then, you ain't never lied. No, it's a closet. You ain't never lied. And then I got to start backtracking, try to remember all them. So,
and you're so good at that.
I can't get challenged.
All right.
I can't say that to my wife.
Would you rather have a hall pass for a threesome or a hall pass for sex with a celebrity?
Interesting.
It's just a game.
Okay, but let me ask you a question.
I'd go with B.
Do the celebrity have to want you too, though? See, because ain't no need to get this hall passing.
We're going to get rejected.
You don't want me.
Yeah.
You're going to get rejected.
Yeah.
They ain't going to want you.
Right. Absolutely not.
Allie, I'm here.
Hello. All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather, guys. Thank you. We'll be back with our last break of the day and some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, before we get to our closing remarks, again, we do want to say that our prayers and our thoughts are with the families impacted by the mass shooting at the Allen, Texas Outlet Mall. And of course, those impacted by the mass shooting at an Atlanta medical office building. Kudos to our first responders, the police, the medical staff that reacted to defuse both tragedies and get those victims the immediate medical care they needed. Thank you to them always. Just right there in the time of need. And boy, oh boy, has this been a time of need.
It's so sad because mm-hmm. after these mass shootings, they happen so often in this country. Mm-hmm. We see the victims, we see their names, and then it's like...
It's gone.
It's over.
These are real people, human beings.
And then it happens again.
Yeah, I hate to say it. It's almost like, immediately after that, here we go again.
Here we go again. These mm-hmm. are real people that lost their lives. Yeah. Innocent humans. People.
Yep.
They were murdered.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad. In Dallas, really this little boy from a family, the Asian family, he lost his mother, his dad, and mm-hmm. his brother. Yeah. Do you know the kind of trauma this child?
Oh, yeah.
And healing. Mm-hmm. It's unthinkable what is going on in this country. Mm-hmm. And they just won't do anything about gun control laws.
Mm-mm.
They will not.
No.
Very, very sad.
Governor Abbott made it even easier.
Yeah. Loosen up the gun laws.
He's a trip. Mm-hmm. He's a trip.
Yes, I totally agree, Tom.
Yeah. All right, Steve.
Yeah, switching gears.
Well, Mother's Day is coming up. Y'all ready?
And let's say this. My wife is not my mama.
Stop saying that.
She not. She my kid's mama, and my kids need to get their mama something for Mother's Day. My mama, I'm going to buy my mama something.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is Mother's Day. It's for your mama.
You're cheap.
I'm going to give something to my mama. And my kids, I'll give them some money to get their mama something, but that's take care of your mama. I'm going to take care of my mama. Yeah.
Anybody have any questions?
Mom.
I thought he was going
to
ask
a question or something. Yeah, Steve.
I was going to ask you, when people pass away and they at the funeral home, do they put drawers on them before the funeral?
No.
I was going to ask you that.
What is he, a mortician?
No. Yeah, I can answer that. Just put the pants on. Like if you're in the casket and it's halfway there, you can just lay a towel across them. Because you ain't going to see nothing but the upper body anyway. Yeah, just lay a tie.
I don't want to get to heaven and ain't got no drawers on. That's all I'm saying. I just don't want to get there. And
well, ain't nobody going to notice that in heaven anyway, that you ain't got your drawers. I'm pretty sure the robe and the wings are covering. Anybody else got a question?
That shut the room down.
Yeah, I just went over and answered it. I tried to give him something.
That was a stupid question.
Man.
God.
Anybody else?
So who do you have in the basketball finals? Let's just talk about that. Who do you want to win? Is LeBron going to make it?
I would love to see Philly against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's different.
That's good. That's different.
That would be a huge one.
Yeah, I have a friend that lives in Philly.
Because I'd love to see AD against Joel Embiid.
That's two big men. There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was saying I had a friend that lives in Philly, and they're saying something has to give because the Eagles lost the Super Bowl.
Oh,
they've been in pain.
No. Them people in Philly need to shut up. It's what you need to do. Because at least your ass was in the Super Bowl.
Cleveland is in the building.
You don't even know what it feel like. Something got to give. What?
Look at his face.
Something got to give.
Cleveland.
Man, if y'all don't shut up complaining.
Look, if you had Joel Embiid, athletic ability, would you have a lot of attitude when you people saw you up? Would you really?
First of all, dog, I would play like a big man.
Yeah.
The thing I don't like about today's basketball game is the play of big men. I just don't like it, man. I don't want to cut my TV on and watch some 7-footer shooting 30% from 3-point line. Get your ass under the basket and do something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bang. Get down there and go to war and go to work. I don't want to watch a 7-footer missing 3-pointers. Where's your big ass out here shooting for anyway? You're down, you can touch the rim without jumping damn near, and you out here trying to throw one in for three. So you raise your finger up and do tapping yourself on the shoulder. Man.
Come on.
And that's the only thing I don't like.
Mm-hmm. When did it shift?
Steph Curry.
From there? Oh, okay.
Steph Curry revolutionized basketball, but you're talking about a guy who is the greatest shooter to ever live to play this game.
Mm.
He's simply the greatest shooter to ever live. I've never seen it. I thought Ray Allen's jumper was pretty. But Steph Curry can get that jumper off from anywhere, everywhere. And what he's doing, man, he's such a shooter. He know when it leave his hand if it's good. He turn around, I ain't never seen him turn around, go the other way, and it ain't go in.
No. He just head down.
You know, look, I'm old school, right? So I've been holding and sticking to the notion that Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yeah.
And that I've ever seen. I cannot ignore what I'm seeing, though.
No.
Okay. I cannot ignore what I'm
you
looking
at. You can't ignore it?
With Jordan my eyes. Because this dude is doing it for so... He's 39 years old.
Yes.
And, dog, he's still balling. He cost that little light skinned boy out of Memphis cost him his career. I poke bands.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Boy, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. No respect. Mm-hmm. King ran through him though.
Now he really ran through him.
He out of work now.
Unemployed. Hey, y'all. Respect people.
Yeah, dude. Have a great day, y'all. Talk to God today. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Okay.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.